Tyler Erth is the Reeve of Big Lakes County, and he joins us on the line today. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. I quite simply ask, Your Worship, how did 2024 go from Big Lakes County's perspective?
Thanks, Keith. Thanks for having us, myself here. I think for the 2024 year, we ended up all right, considering we had some significant hurdles to cross. One of the things being the inflationary pressures that everybody has seemed to face these last few years. It really came to a head this last year. We've seen it level off. But on top of that, we've had multiple bankruptcies in the energy industry that significantly affected our tax revenues coming in when we have a large number of those defaulted due to insolvency. So that's been an incredible hurdle that our administration has done a great job of trying to address.
Has the hurdles been addressed, and do you think things will be looking better for 2025 in that regard?
We hope so. We have seen some of the dissolutions have come to, they are being sold off the assets, and so hopefully things are looking up. We have some back taxes being paid, and we are getting cautiously optimistic to how 2025 is looking, but things are looking better already.
A lot of things happened in Big Lakes County in 2024. The fire season, of course, was unfortunately still front and center. How do you think everybody handled the situations that occurred, especially along the fire front in 2024?
I think we certainly learned a lot of lessons. In 2023 is one of the most devastating years we've seen in Alberta. And in 2024, we were able to enact some of the protocol changes that we've seen take place since between the province and at a municipal level. It was a good test. Not that we want to have fire seasons, but it's something we're coming to live with year over year. And you know what? We've seen some significant changes for the positive in the way things were handled, and our response times have changed. The province did a great job, our municipality. I want to commend our fire services as well. It was a rough year considering we started our fire season in February of 2024, and it went all the way through till the end of summer. So I'll commend everybody for the great job they've done there.
Was that one of the topics or one of the many topics, I'm thinking, that was brought up when you guys went to the RMA convention in Edmonton?
It was definitely brought up. It wasn't, you know, it's something that we have, again, I want to give credit to the province as well. It wasn't as big of an issue this year around because of the fact that we really wanted to address that in 2023 after the year we had. And this year we've seen some of the positive impacts of that. So it definitely was still something we talked about, but not nearly as pressing.
What were some of the other discussions that were brought up with the ministers? Because, as I say, I'm sure you guys went to the RMA conference, the Region Municipality Association convention in Edmonton. What were some of the other big discussions with ministers that Big Lakes County brought up?
So we had a significant list of things. We actually were very fortunate in meeting with many ministers this year at both our spring and fall conventions of 2024. Some of the biggest topics for us are things like our with Minister of Health. We've been having a lot of conversations about our High Prairie Health Complex and the things that we could do to better our services and hopefully expand on what we do already have. So that's been a really big topic for us and many local groups, as well as First Nations and Métis settlements here. So that's been a big, big topic for us. On top of that, you know, we've been meeting with transportation economic corridors. We've got several projects we'd like to start working down from everything from just upgrading our existing infrastructure to possibly expanding some of the roads we have that could be used as a little more serviceable roads, like adding asphalt services and things like that, so we can get more access for places like our Hilliards Bay Provincial Park, stuff like that, where we really want to see our expansion in tourism. We also have had meetings with environment, agriculture, and forestry, all in regards to things around our Buffalo Bay and Horse Lakes area, where we have a lot of flooding and environmental concerns because of log jams in the waterways. And this is something that we've been dealing with here for 50 or 60 odd years, and trying to come up with a sustainable solution that works for everybody and protects our area as well as works with the environmental sensitive nature that we're dealing with. On top of that, we've got a lot of them were kind of fit together. We met with multiple ministers about the new proposed Alberta Police Force and trying to get a better understanding of what they want to see done there, as well as the drug awareness and education and how we can change that to a little earlier education rather than try to get ahead of the issues before we have the serious disparities that we have in that now. And that falls right into the hands as well as mental health and awareness. That's something that's been really tough to talk about, but it needs to be addressed.
Certainly discussions, I'm sure, with Mental Health and Addictions Minister Dan Williams, who I know quite well up here. He's our Peace River MLA, as well as the MLA for Legislative Lakes, Scott Sinclair. I'm sure the discussions with those two individuals have they been pretty much front and center? And if so, how well have they gone?
It's something we've spoke with MLA Dan Williams and as well as MLA Scott Sinclair. We've spoke with both. We have, it's a really tough issue to address. We've started trying to build off some of the ideas we've discussed. We actually had a mental health and addiction symposium for mental health workers in Slave Lake this last fall in October, and it was actually attended by MLA Sinclair. And I'll tell you right now, that is something that is near and dear to his heart as well as ours. And so hopefully we can continue with the momentum we've had to try to support the services that already exist and getting them known to the people that need it, because that's the biggest thing, is so many people don't know where they need to turn and how to address it, or admitting the fact that they maybe need the help.
Looking into the crystal ball here, Your Worship, how do things look in Big Lakes County for 2025?
Again, as I stated earlier, I guess we're cautiously optimistic. You know, we have we've had some really good signs coming into the new year. We've got, like I said, we've got some new proponents moving into the area, looking at some new projects starting hopefully in the next year or two. And with all that on the forecast, we have been able to stabilize our property tax rates and our utility rates. And in doing that, we're still able to continue to invest for future, as we know we're going to have infrastructure deficits as well as growing need for services to be provided by the municipality. And in all of that, the best way to manage that is we've started a significant asset management program we're going to build on to try to be able to track and then we can at least address the downfalls we do have before we have them, hopefully. So if we have infrastructure deficits coming, say, in 10 years' time, we'll know exactly what we're going to need for replacements for water and sewer in our hamlets, or maybe in roadways in our rural areas, whether that be gravel roads reconstructed, maybe new roads built, or, again, asphalt surfaces that need to be repaved, resurfaced, or built in the first place. It's a significant amount of work, and we have Our administration has taken on a massive task to start implementing our asset management strategy. And all of that right on the precipice of the 2025 election, so that'll be interesting to see how that goes into this fall.
Your Worship, you mentioned the future projects that are possible for Big Lakes County. I know the new Wonder Valley project that's coming into the MD of Greenview in the next little while has certainly jump-started interest. Where do you stand on this, and how big do you think it will be, and how big of a how much do you think it will sort of kickstart maybe a lot of other projects that might happen in Big Lakes County?
So, you know, I can't speak to Wonder Valley specifically, but I know that it is, no matter what, a project of that size is going to benefit the economy all throughout the Peace region. as far as to speculate on the project itself, I really couldn't say it. It seems like it's something that's gonna, it's the future. It's the way the technology is going, I guess. I think that the data centers that they're talking about, as well as the power generation, it's going to be, like they said, Wonder Valley. It's going to be incredible, but I don't know how that's going to look in the future 10 years. So it's interesting to see. Some of the big things we've got in our area, though, is we're working on some installations for power generation around the Swan Hills area, and that's everything from expansion of the current geothermal projects to hydrogen projects to even the possibility of some wind turbines right on the edge of the municipality. It'd be the first on Crown land within the province, but those are all in their infancy, and so we'll see how those stages go as we progress.
Tyler Arith is the Reeve of Big Lakes County. Your Worship, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Keith.